Breitbart Sports, Masters Finale and What Comes Next. By Daniel Redmond on April 15, 2019. After an epic day of golf at Augusta National, we are left with some burning questions. Let's get them answered. Tiger's win brings up inevitable comparisons with Jack Nicklaus. Who is the greatest champion ever? Still have to say Nicklaus because he has three more major championships than Woods. Woods has a chance to get there now, especially if his back holds up. But it won't be easy as there are just so many great golfers playing today. Every field is stacked. Nicklaus acknowledged that he was shaking in my boots after Tiger won and feared that his major record will be eclipsed. I appreciate Jack's candor. Of course he doesn't want his record broken, who would? Greatest player ever, Tiger Woods, no question. This 15th major should put the argument to bed. He has won more tournaments than Jack and faced better competition. Tiger competes against guys who have been training since they were in elementary school to be champion golfers. They all have personal trainers, biochemists and psychologists working for them. In Nicklaus's prime, the winner of the 1969 U.S. Open was Orville Moody, who spent 14 years in the Army then rolled out of his cot and won a major championship. To give you an idea of what Orville Moody looked like, get a picture in your head of a guy named Orville Moody. That's what he looks like. Not exactly a fitness machine. God bless Orville Moody though, and thank you for your service. Click on this link and scroll down to see Orville winning the US Open. It's amazing video. After he taps into win, he never once smiles or seems to enjoy it at all. We need more men like him. Even when hoisting the trophy, it looked like he pulled out his back. Orville Moody should become golf's Chuck Norris. Orville Moody won the US Open in 1969 and grooved his swing by hitting three irons at the Viet Cong. Moody killed 37 Germans at the Battle of the Bulge, with a pitching wedge. What was Molinari thinking on the 12th hole? He came to the 12th up two strokes and arguably should have played it conservatively and aimed for the center of the green, effectively taking the water out of play. He felt it was a 9-iron distance but wanted to take a little more club to be sure he made the green. He just didn't put a good swing on the ball. It's hard to fault the Italian here. He made good decisions all week and was certain he had enough club to make the green. He knew he needed to make birdies to stay ahead of the talented field, and this should have been a straightforward shot, he just didn't execute it. The counter to this was the fact both Ian Poulter and Brooks Koepka in the group in front went in the water, so that should have clued Molinari that maybe he should play conservatively and just get par if others were shooting themselves out of the tournament. It's one of those fateful decisions that ended up costing him the tournament. Molinari going first on the tee was another big break for Tiger. He saw what Molinari did, played conservatively to the middle of the green, took his par and got out of dodge, and the rest is history. At Tiger's championship press conference, I was sitting in the front row and had my hand raised the entire time but was never called on by the green-jacketed moderator. I had a good question too. While other questions seemed to be about how he felt and what it meant, I wanted to know actual golf-related information. I was going to ask if he had a number he wanted to shoot as goal before he teed off Sunday. Also, was he surprised to win with a somewhat mediocre score of 70? But alas, we will never know, but at least we know that he felt happy to win the Masters. Well, that's all I have from Augusta. As Francesco Molinari said after his ball went in the water on 15, arrivederci. Dan Redmond can be found on Twitter at danfromdk.